It's time now for a reggae edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
So many questions asked, so many answers to see.
Don't you take my love for granted.
I said positive vibrations in the air.
Howard Duperly, a.k.a. Flaga, hosts the Reggae Ride on WDNA Public Radio in Miami, and he is with us once again from Miami. Howard, welcome back.
Jeremy, good to be back.
Well, it's great to have you back, and it's nice also to have some reggae music as we get into the summer, where I know it's always kind of summer where you are in Miami, but here, you know, we're in summertime, people are going to the beach, it's time to hear some reggae. So you have brought us some artists that are part of a new generation of reggae stars who are descended from some of the greats. Let's start here with Skip Marley, grandson of Bob Marley. This is called Life.
This is life. And curving road. That's the life you chose.
So this is Skip Marley, as we said. Now there's also Ziggy Marley. How are they all related?
Well, Ziggy Marley and Stephen Marley, as you know, Bob Marley had about 10 kids.
Right.
Ziggy and Stephen are the ones that are probably more famous. And Ziggy is actually the uncle to Skip Marley. Bob Marley's daughter, Sadella Marley, is actually Skip Marley's mom. But I would say easily, this guy's poised for greatness. His onstage mannerism is just simply commanding. Now, he just signed a major record company deal, and he's working on his first album, so stay tuned. This gentleman, Skip Marley, is definitely going to carry the Marley torch for sure.
Must be kind of daunting, though, to get into the family business when the family is Bob Marley.
I know, but, you know, I think they're all accustomed to that. And fortunately, at least from the outset, you could tell they're simply going to do their own thing. Obviously, the influences are there. You can't deny that at all. But they're poised. They are simply going to do things their own way and put their own imprint, their own signature on it. And it's just going to be great.
All right, well, here's another member of the new generation of reggae artists. This is Omari Banks, the son of the reggae singer Banky Banks, who's been referred to as the Anguillan Bob Dylan. He is from Anguilla in the Caribbean. This is music from Omari Banks. This is called Move On.
It's in your moment of trial you decide if you will win or roll over and die. Where there is no vision, my friends, we shall die. They fast to your faith and soar to the sky. Don't look back on what you could have done. Just move on, but learn your champion. Don't sit and sulk, my friend, you are God's son. Just move on.
So how does he do in living up to dad's legacy?
He's doing very well, actually. I would even say he's kicked it up a couple of notches. Now, his dad was very popular during the 1970s and 80s, and not just in Anguilla, but also throughout the reggae world. Now, this young man, he's only 33 years old. He's also an accomplished cricketer, by the way. I'm not sure how much you know about cricket, Jeremy.
Not much, but he's an accomplished one.
But he's represented his country in what would be equivalent to the World Cup, so he's extremely talented. However, he's put that to bed, and he's concentrating primarily on music. The album's got 13 original tracks. 9 of them are written by him. But the title track exemplifies what the album is all about. Don't look back on what you've done. Just move on. It's just a positive way of saying, look, just keep forging ahead. You're going to get to where you want to go. And it's beautifully done. This guy's got star power. He's going to be here for a while.
Okay, well, let's get to another one you wanted us to hear. This is Christopher Ellis, who is the son of the Jamaican singer Alton Ellis. This is called Better Than Love.
So the best words I can find to say is,
what we have is better than love for me.
Baby,
can ever, ever leave forever where I'm meant to be.
My love,
what we have is better than love for me.
Baby,
can ever, ever leave forever where I'm meant to be.
Look here.
Now, in his bio online, Christopher Ellis said that when his father died in 2008, he told Christopher he wanted him to carry on his music. And 24 hours later, Christopher went into a studio and recorded a tribute to his dad. Tell us more about him and what you like about his music.
Every time I hear Christopher Ellis, my heart just simply skips a beat. He is just simply an endearing young man. He's 33 years old, born in England, and as you've indicated, the son of the late Alton Ellis. And if you're not aware, Alton Ellis is one of the icons of the 1960s, doing a subgenre of reggae called rocksteady. So this gentleman is blessed with a legacy just to begin with. And this particular album that he's got, Better Than Love, this is something that he's done on his own. It's a beautiful package. And he's definitely another star in the reggae world right now.
And on his website, he says that fans shouldn't worry if he's not doing reggae, that he intends to experiment with a lot of different styles. Is that difficult for reggae artists to do, to branch out?
No, not at all, because you've got to understand that reggae was influenced by R&B, early R&B from the 50s, 60s. So a lot of the reggae artists have that element to their game. So it's a natural transition, and it's something that simply goes hand in hand with some of the roots style, some of the conscious style. So they can switch from ballads to consciousness at any given moment.
All right, well, we have time for one more. This is Roots Revealers, and both of those words have a Z on the end of them. And this is called Skylark.
Skylark. Anything to say to me? Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the maze? There's someone's waiting to be kissed. Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? My heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom covered lane.
So Roots Revealers is a reggae band that includes the Manning brothers, and they are sons of members of another famous roots reggae band.
That's correct. They're the sons of Donald Manning. Donald Manning is one of the founding members of the group called the Abyssinians. Mm. And so a typical Abyssinian piece is going to talk about giving thanks and praise to the Lord, or to Jah, as we would say in Jamaica. And what you heard was a lovely rendition of the 1941 Johnny Mercer, Hoagie Carmichael jazz standard, Skylark. And this is a group, Roots Revealers, who... in what's going on today, where a lot of the upcoming reggae artists in their age group are doing some of the more contemporary things like dancehall, you know, which talks about lewd and violent elements of reggae. These guys are going in the other direction. They're going back to the foundation with everything that they're doing. And it's just simply refreshing to see what they're doing. And again, this is another group that's highly deserving of what they've accomplished so far.
That's Howard Duperly, a.k.a. Flaga, who hosts the Reggae Ride on WDNA Public Radio in Miami. Howard, thanks so much again for joining us.
Jeremy, as always, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you can find all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.
Came back.